NVIDIA's being sued on allegations of scraping millions of YouTube videos for training AI models, and is also being sued in a separate lawsuit for pirating books, the allegations say, to train AI models, much like Meta was sued for when it pirated books to train its own models. And as part of this, they're even talking internally about working with the GeForce Now team to use gameplay data for training their AI models. That's their subscription service for gaming to subscribe to a computer. Although unclear if the employees meant NVIDIA can spy on user play sessions for training, this is another reason to not subscribe to a computer in the cloud. When we asked NVIDIA about this, they said that although there is data that they capture for support, no, quote, GeForce Now end user play session data is used in model training like Cosmos, end quote. So we're not sure exactly what the training team was talking about here, but given that they seem to have executive approvals and priority, we still think this is something to keep an eye on long term. But they had something else to say too about the Anna's Archive data. Quote, we're exploring internally whether we are willing to accept the risk of using this data, end quote. NVIDIA wrote to Shadow Library, Anna's Archive, after Anna's Archive informed NVIDIA that its materials were illegal. Quote, training measures statistical correlations in the aggregate across a vast body of data and encodes them into the parameters of a model, end quote. This was NVIDIA's response to the allegations of piracy in order to train models. So, perfect. Watching pirated movies, that's not piracy. All that is looking through the biological optical lens within the eye, the view frustum, if you will, of the human, to then interpret different wavelengths of light coming out of the screen to statistically correlate them with an image that is reconstructed in the brain. It's not actually piracy. That's the stuff it is instead. You know, actually, come to think of it, even writing the pirated file to flash storage isn't piracy, because all that is changing the voltage states of the NAND flash cells within the solid-state storage device to statistically correlate bits with something that comes out of the other side that just happens to be copyrighted content, but that's irrelevant here. In its own filing, NVIDIA claimed that the plaintiffs couldn't prove NVIDIA stole their specific works, despite having materials showing NVIDIA likely accessed Anna's archive. Quote, plaintiffs failed to allege that their works were downloaded from these websites, either as individual works or as part of any dataset, end quote. That's right, you can't prove that the bits that were used to train the model were actually the bits from that specific book, from the authors who are suing. But this isn't the only lawsuit against NVIDIA right now for AI training. YouTubers unrelated to us brought forth another lawsuit, this one claiming NVIDIA downloaded their videos for training without permission and by bypassing YouTube restrictions, along with millions of other videos. Alleged screenshots of NVIDIA employees communicating about doing whatever the fuck they want to get videos include a statement that, quote, paying $0, $0.00625 per video download seems like a good deal, end quote. Yeah, it's a great deal, actually, in the same way that only having to pay for gas on your way to then shoplift something from a store is a pretty good deal. The legal complaint reads, quote, defendant used automated tools for the sole purpose of circumventing YouTube's access barriers and extracting files never made available to the public. In doing so, defendant improperly obtained millions of videos from YouTube's platform. Defendant accessed, downloaded, stored, and utilized those videos to assemble training corpora for defendant's AI models and services, end quote. But anyone can make allegations. It's not like there were NVIDIA employees who were making jokes about watching videos while they were captured Netflix in its entirety to then train on high-quality face images. Quote, who wants to watch all the movies while doing screen capture? We should get a lot of high-quality face videos from this. Should we download the whole Netflix too? End quote. Okay, all right, okay, look. It looks bad, but they had a good reason for this. The good reason was...
And who doesn't love easy money?
Okay, all right, you got them there. But Mingyu is probably just some lowly pawn at NVIDIA. It's not like he's the vice president of research or something.
Mingyu is vice president of research at NVIDIA.
They're really making it hard here to argue in their favor. But okay, we should hear him out. Maybe there's a good use case for the tool he's building that could use some kind of dated pop culture reference that could only have a positive interpretation.
To explain what Cosmo is, I would like to first ask, have you ever watched the movie The Matrix?
Human beings are a disease, a cancer of this planet. You are a plague, and we are the cure.
We brought you this video with our own store at store.gamersaccess.net. GNCA doesn't have any third-party ad placements burdened into the videos right now, meaning that it's entirely supported by our viewers and AdSense. We just listed our memory shirts on the GN store, which features ghost RAM sticks on the front because, let's face it, this is the cheapest memory available. The back even has a DRAM cell represented with the state of the cell, giving a really cool diagram representing how RAM works if anyone could buy it. These are available in a highly breathable tri-blend and a comfortable 100% cotton. We also have our new light gray soldering and project mats on the store. We added these a few months ago, and they've already been popular additions alongside our blue, green, red, and yellow project and soldering mats on the GN store. These are extremely heat resistant and great for soldering work, model building, or anything else where it helped to have a silicone surface with tool storage molded into it. We fully custom designed these, and they've been one of our top sellers for years now. Head over to store.gamersaccess.net to support our reporting directly while also getting something useful in return. So there are two active lawsuits right now. We're going to mostly focus on the video training lawsuit where YouTube's involved rather than the allegations of stealing books lawsuit for training there, mostly because the books one with Anna's Archive has a lot of parallels to the meta story that we already covered. So if you want to see that side of it, you should watch our meta content also on this channel. So the video theft class action is being brought forth by YouTubers we don't know a ton about, including TED Entertainment, which is the media company that owns H3H3 Productions, Golfholics, and Mr. Short Game. The latter of two are oddly golf-focused YouTube channels. We guess they don't see what NVIDIA is doing as the fairway. It's a golf joke. I had to look it up. I don't know anything about golf. Quote, plaintiffs bring this class action on behalf of themselves and of a nationwide class of YouTube creators whose works were scraped, ingested, and trained on without authorization, end quote. At the heart of the lawsuit, the plaintiffs wrote, quote, this lawsuit arises from defendant, that's NVIDIA, unlawfully circumventing technological measures to access and scrape millions of copyrighted videos from the online viewing platform YouTube in order to feed, train, improve, and commercialize defendant's large-scale generative artificial intelligence, aka AI, foundational model named Cosmos. In case you're not familiar with Cosmos, this is how NVIDIA describes it.
NVIDIA Cosmos is a world foundation model development platform to advance physical AI. It includes auto-regressive world foundation models, diffusion-based world foundation models, advanced tokenizers, and an NVIDIA CUDA, an AI-accelerated data pipeline. Cosmos models ingest text, image, or video prompts and generate virtual world states as videos. Cosmos generations prioritize the unique requirements of AV and robotics use cases, like real-world environments, lighting, and object permanence. It starts with NVIDIA Cosmos, an open, frontier world foundation model for physical AI, pre-trained on internet-scale video.
The application to physical space might explain why the golf channels are involved. This is where it gets pretty interesting, because the plaintiffs are arguing that NVIDIA has additionally violated YouTube's terms of service, which is a separate issue with YouTube, where the platform has countermeasures to try and prevent scraping videos, such as identifying IP addresses that are pulling large amounts of them and then blocking those. And this is an interesting technical detail, where instead of purely going after NVIDIA for intellectual property theft or the misappropriation of their copyrighted content on grounds of IP infringement, which may have certain releases under YouTube's own agreement separately, they're going after NVIDIA additionally for intentionally circumventing countermeasures, which actually has protections written into law. They claim this is a violation of Section 1201 of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, or DMCA, every YouTuber's favorite act. I'm sure they were thrilled when they were like, we finally get to turn it on someone else. And that section reads this, quote, no person shall circumvent a technological measure that effectively controls access to a work protected under this title, end quote, and defines circumvention as, quote, to de-scramble a scrambled work, to decrypt an encrypted work, or otherwise to avoid, bypass, remove, deactivate, or impair a technological measure without the authority of the copyright owner, end quote. I'm going to just draw attention to the start of this where it says no person, because NVIDIA, if I were you, that's my argument. It wasn't a person who did it. It was AI Jensen. It was the little Jensen avatar that they show at the keynotes. He's the one who did it. This is the key, though. YouTube is not the copyright owner. And so it doesn't matter, even if YouTube did grant authorization, which as far as we know, they did not. But even if we just say they did, They're not the copyright owner of this content. The content creators are. And so this shifts the responsibility of granting IP release to the creators, not to YouTube. And that's our interpretation of why they chose this route to pursue for this particular lawsuit. It bypasses YouTube's willingness or unwillingness, whatever that may be, in participating, and instead focuses on the fact that they do have countermeasures that NVIDIA has allegedly circumvented here, where feasibly they would have had to bypass them to download the millions of copyrighted videos. And actually, there's some evidence of that later in this. The only thing here that there's not evidence of is whether NVIDIA had any kind of permission from YouTube. But under Section 1201, it wouldn't matter, because that's not what would help here. So this is the key. NVIDIA is a tech company, though, and it shows. Quote, defendant used a video downloading program combined with virtual machines that rotated IP addresses to avoid detection and blocking, enabling the mass extraction of, at times, 80 years of video content per day, end quote. 80 years of content per day means thousands of years of content per year. It's hundreds of lifetimes of video content per year, effectively cataloging the human record as it exists as video as we know it. The common defense for LLMs and AI solutions has thus far been one of fair use, which is a useful defense. It's one that we've made for when we do reporting and we need to reference something else that technically someone else holds a copyright to, but it is important for the commentary, newsworthiness, education, or parody for purposes of the content. So we're no strangers to fair use, like with the Bloomberg situation, where that was our argument for why Bloomberg shouldn't succeed in being assholes. But fair use is a defense, though, that you apply in court. And that's where NVIDIA is going next. The plaintiffs assert that this wasn't done in the name of research, which could be seen as a fair use case, but for, they call it, quote, commercial gain, end quote. They argued, quote, defendant requires significant amounts of data in order to feed, train, improve, and commercialize Cosmos, the video world model created, owned, and controlled by defendant. Cosmos was not a research tool or isolated project, end quote. This commercial gain makes it a little complicated because if we take it back to reporting, which is one of the most common and reasonable applications of fair use, reporting also generates revenue. It could be argued as generating commercial gain, just like the argument against NVIDIA is here, but it's considered fair use. In this case, they would have to argue that NVIDIA did not sufficiently transform the work and that NVIDIA is possibly displacing the need for the original work. It is replacing its value, which is where Meta was able to defend itself in court previously. Surely nothing shady involved there. According to the plaintiffs, NVIDIA is working on a prompt-to-video generator, stating, quote, defendant has sought to, and has had some success with, creating an AI product that accepts language instruction and produces a video based on that instruction, end quote. And we looked around, and it's true. They are creating a text-to-video generator. In fact, there's a 46 or so minute long discussion with Min-Yu Liu, who talks about how that's the objective of, or one of them, of Cosmos. So this may offer an argument that the tool replaces the need to watch the original source videos instead of, for example, watching a video of how to hold a golf club or swing it. Is that what you do with them? I think so. NVIDIA's AI could use trained data to show you this instead and replace the original material that it trained on. This, in theory, could take ad revenue away from the original creators of that content, from the channels that NVIDIA is alleged to have taken from. The plaintiffs also argue that many YouTubers choose YouTube partially because of the download protections that the platform offers, stating, quote, content creators, including plaintiffs and class members, expect that their works will not be copied at scale without consent. YouTube's anti-circumvention software and protective terms of service are a driving factor behind content creators' decision to upload their video content to YouTube, end quote. I'm gonna be honest, that sounds like bullshit to me. That is not why I chose YouTube, and I don't think it's why really much of anyone else chose YouTube, and that ruins that argument for us, I guess, if we were to ever participate in something like this, but it's just the fact. You choose YouTube because that's where everyone is. It's the platform people know. It's the platform people watch. It's easy to use. There's a reason it's basically a monopoly in this space. You don't choose it because you're like, let me just read the terms of service of all the different options out there, all three of them, if we include Dailymotion, I guess, and whatever scraps are left of Vimeo or something. No one's doing that, but okay, sure. So that's their argument. They say that's a reason they picked YouTube, and we don't agree with it. But sure, let's just go with that. Quote, rather than seek permission or pay a fair price for the audiovisual content hosted on YouTube, defendant harvested content creators' protected and copyrighted videos for commercial use and at scale without consent or compensation, end quote. They also essentially assert that NVIDIA can't take the AI genie out of the AI bottle, stating, quote, content creators such as plaintiffs and the class members will never be able to claw back the intellectual property unlawfully copied and used by defendant to train its generative AI. Once AI ingests content, that content is stored in its neural network and not capable of deletion or retraction, end quote. And that, as far as we understand, is true. It's difficult, or maybe impossible in some situations, not sure, to rip out a specific piece of training data from a data set that's already been trained. Now, while not directly related to NVIDIA, YouTube CEO Neil Mohan previously spoke to BFF's Bloomberg, it's going to get taken down now, in an article titled, quote, YouTube says OpenAI training Sora with its videos would break rules, end quote, about whether or not OpenAI training off of YouTube videos would be acceptable. The CEO told the publication that it would be, quote, a clear violation, end quote, of the platform's terms of use. Considering OpenAI uses NVIDIA GPUs, however, coupled with the fact that NVIDIA said it, quote, intends to invest up to $100 billion in OpenAI, end quote, although that's been in question lately.
How about the overall commitment? Because last September, you and OpenAI...
There was never a commitment.
This actually is directly related to NVIDIA via that pathway. The broader point, though, is that YouTube itself has commented on this and said this isn't allowed. And that would include NVIDIA here, even though they were talking about Sora in that instance. So let's dive into some of the specifics of what the plaintiffs allege here. The lawsuit reads, quote, this case is about defendants' use of the HDVG-130M, HDVILA-100M, and HowTo-100M datasets, each comprised of YouTube videos ingested to create the Cosmos Foundational AI model. Each of these datasets is made up entirely of YouTube source material that must be downloaded from YouTube to be used for AI training, end quote. To be clear, these are indexed and not YouTube video files themselves. The suit elaborates, quote, these datasets do not contain the videos themselves. A video dataset functions only as an index file that lists pointers such as URLs, YouTube IDs, or similar location identifiers. To use any such dataset, a company must retrieve the actual video files by downloading them directly from YouTube. Doing so requires new copying of each copyrighted work and requires bypassing YouTube's technological restrictions, terms of service, and licensing limitations, end quote. So the plaintiffs are saying that the class for the class action lawsuit should include all YouTube creators who are at least US-based who had videos listed in those indices that they were then trained off of for the AI solutions. The class definition includes any uploaders who were included in the named datasets. The plaintiffs point out that Mr. Short Game's videos appear 7 times, Golfolics 99 times, and TEI 748 times. The lawsuit specifically calls out TEI's efforts, writing, quote, TEI invested significant resources into producing and publishing this video content, and every one of these videos was downloaded, copied, and ingested by defendant without authorization, end quote. According to HDVG-130M's GitHub page, the dataset, which consisted of 130 million YouTube videos and was compiled by researchers at Peking University in Beijing, was designated, quote, for academic use only, end quote, which was spelled out in all caps. That's how you know they're serious about it. And NVIDIA's use clearly was not academic. The rest of the terms read, any content from HDVG-130M dataset is available for academic research purposes only. You agree not to reproduce, duplicate, copy, trade, or exploit for any commercial purposes. No distribution. Respect the privacy of personal information of the original source. Without the permission of the copyright owner, you are not allowed to perform any form of broadcasting, modification, or any other similar behavior to the dataset content, end quote. The usage license for dataset HDVILA-100M similarly states, quote, you agree that you will use the data solely for computational use for non-commercial research, end quote. But this is where it starts to get pretty interesting, because fueling this lawsuit are leaks that were sent to 404 Media, a publication that previously published several screenshots of internal conversations among NVIDIA employees about this very topic. The article is titled, Leaked Documents Show NVIDIA Scraping a Human Lifetime of Videos Per Day to Train AI. According to the publication, 404 Media, an anonymous former NVIDIA employee came forward and said that, quote, employees were asked to scrape videos from Netflix, YouTube, and other sources to train, end quote. In the article, alleged internal leaks show NVIDIA employees initially questioning the legality around downloading YouTube videos to train off of. A Slack channel internally called Cosmos Dataset Creation, which is described as a, quote, channel to generate huge curated video dataset for video generative modeling, end quote, NVIDIA principal researcher Francesco Ferroni was screenshotted asking questions such as, quote, you mentioned you have YouTube 8M on PBSS. Could you add it to the spreadsheet? Smiley face. We probably cannot use it for non-research purposes? Question mark, end quote. It's not a Not a question, but okay. Someone else in the thread, whose name is redacted, responded and acknowledged that, quote, downloading YouTube videos is prohibited by YouTube's terms of service, end quote. Frone then followed up to ask, quote, okay, and presumably this data can only be used for research purposes, question mark. We really got to work on what a question is for this guy. But anyway, he also continues, quote, can you also comment on the usage terms for ACAV100M and YouTube 8M? End quote. That's while discussing the below 1 cent cost per video download, which, considering NVIDIA was recently worth $5 trillion, just seems kind of stingy. NVIDIA, I think you can afford it. According to 404 Media, on the topic of downloading copyrighted videos to train AI off of, one NVIDIA employee reportedly said, quote, whether using copyrighted material for training is fair use is currently an open legal issue. Most companies seem to assume that it is, end quote. This goes back to the legal precedent we reported on when a judge sided with Meta versus book authors on procedural grounds, despite the company training on millions of copyrighted books without authorization. Back during the Meta lawsuit, employees talked about how they had authorization all the way from Zuckerberg, who just wanted to get something done quickly, showing CEO-level decision-making. And actually, we see that with the NVIDIA situation here, too. An undisclosed NVIDIA employee wrote, quote, are we using YouTube 8M to download videos? If yes, do we have legal approval for the same? End quote. To which Min-Yu Liu, the vice president of research at NVIDIA, replied, quote, this is an executive decision. We have an umbrella approval for all of the data.
We're here today not just to talk about the future of this company. We're here to talk about its destiny. We're here to talk about
four elephants. One GPU.
With what sounds like a blank check to download and train off of whatever, Liu wrote on Slack, quote, Francesco, in the meeting today, we get permissions to download all kind of data. Should we download the whole Netflix too? How could we operationalize it? End quote. To which another user replied, quote, we should download the full Discovery Channel, end quote. And I'm just going to say, that's like the perfect irony. I'm sure it'll be great when it goes to Discovery too. I'm sure there's a Bloodhound Gang joke in here also, but we'll come back to that for another time. Leo replied, quote, we need a PIC for it, end quote. PIC, we assume, is person in charge. He continued, quote, who wants to watch all the movies while doing screen capture, end quote. And to that, someone replied using the laughing face emoji, indicating that these people knew exactly what they were doing and that it was shady. Now, the thread continues, and it also gets pretty interesting, where an undisclosed employee from the Omniverse team, the infrastructure team, seemingly offered to help operationalize the effort, with the employee writing, quote, at least that's my understanding. His team has experience building large data sets with other big companies, smiley face, end quote. We're not sure if the smiley face is just a polite gesture or a nod to the fact that other big companies are also doing this sort of thing. So the plaintiffs have alleged evidence that NVIDIA has at least data sets that contain millions of links to YouTube videos, but that's not the same as piracy. It's not the same as downloading them. It's not like there's evidence of NVIDIA actually downloading the... Okay, show the evidence. Quote, found a list of files to download with high priority. Turns out there are 2.3 million raw videos missing in the HDVILA dataset we have! Exclamation point, end quote. Look at how happy this guy is. According to 404 Media, HDVILA stands for High Resolution Video Language. In his Slack message, Ferroni also wrote, quote, here are the missing YouTube links, end quote, and exclaimed with an exclamation point, let's put this in the downloading pipeline, end quote. The lawyers are really gonna be working overtime here. File it away under the things the lawyers really wish weren't in writing section. But maybe NVIDIA can argue that while they planned to download it and talked about downloading it, there's no evidence that suggests they actually did. That's sort of what they argued with the Anna's Archive situation. Quote, we're downloading both audio and video, end quote. Okay. All right. Not a good start. Really not a good start. And if there's any doubt that that was taken out of context and not reflective of content that's on YouTube specifically, quote, and subtitles, if available, and lots of content metadata provided by YouTube, end quote. NVIDIA really just might as well publish a book at this point called If I Did It, because this is really not looking good. Now, according to 404 Media, NVIDIA downloaded roughly 38.5 million YouTube videos with internal emails showing the breakdown of the types of videos that the company downloaded. Leo reportedly wrote in an email, quote, "We are finalizing the V1 data pipeline and securing the necessary computing resources to build a video data factory that can yield a human lifetime visual experience worth of training data per day," end quote. Now, operationally, trying to download that many YouTube videos is a problem because YouTube doesn't want you doing that. As the legal complaint points out, YouTube, quote, "monitors downloading activity and may block IP addresses that make too many download attempts in a specified period," end quote. So to handle this, according to 404 Media's report, NVIDIA used a YouTube downloader called YTDLP, along with virtual machines that would refresh IP addresses to prevent YouTube from blocking them. On Slack, a screenshot shows an NVIDIA employee writing, quote, "Regarding YouTube blocking IPs, have you considered something like Bright Data for IP rotation? We're considering this for scraping LLM data right now. I have an account I can add you to if you want to try it," end quote. That anonymous team member on the Omniverse infrastructure team replied, quote, "We are on AWS and restarting a VM instance gives a new public IP, so that's not a problem so far," end quote. In the alleged Slack thread, Leo also purportedly stated, quote, "Francesco, a while ago I wrote a YouTube data scraper. We used it to download several critical video data sets. Let's download all the best from YouTube," end quote. This statement was met with 3 thumbs up emojis, so we're all on board here. Speaking of the best of YouTube, an anonymous employee wrote, quote, "If you are still open to suggestions about YouTube channels that we could download, here are a couple of channels that might be interesting to consider," end quote. The employee then shared numerous YouTube channels that include 8K Earth, Expedia, MKBHD, and more, while explaining why they would be good to train off of. They seem particularly interested in high-quality video, such as MKBHDs. Now, examining their list, I'm going to say, we're offended. That list is missing an important, high-quality YouTube channel that has excellent cinematography, script writing, and tracking. And, of course, we are referring to this one. Also, it would have been cool if we were in there, but I'm less offended about that. While this is outside the scope of the lawsuit, the alleged leaks also reveal that NVIDIA is training its AI off of GeForce Now footage with NVIDIA Director of AI and the OpenAI first intern, Jim Fan, reportedly writing, quote, "Update, I have been meeting the people from GeForce Now, GFN, and will figure out a data plan with them. We will work closely with the GFN and related engineering teams to set up live game data capture, scale up the pipeline, and process them for training. High-quality game videos will be a very useful addition to our Sora effort," end quote. There's something a little unnerving about NVIDIA watching and judging you playing your games. But then again, I guess they were telling the truth when they said. Now, we're not sure if NVIDIA is actively capturing user sessions from GeForce Now. If they are, this is incredibly concerning. But the good news is you shouldn't have GeForce Now anyway, because it's another subscription service that is built, we think, with the intent to eventually move as many people over to subscribing to your GPUs and your computer as possible as they further reduce the ownership of it. And this is a thing that can be exploited, where even just playing games doesn't necessarily seem that valuable, but it could be. One, for training, which is maybe you don't care about that, but two, let's say you have conversations in in-game chat and those, you have voice chats. These are all things that, in theory, could be spied on by the company that's hosting the servers you're playing on. And whether or not that's used nefariously, it could also be ingested into training data sets if they decide to go that route. We're not sure if that's exactly what they're doing right now, or if they're talking about using the GeForce Now team to capture gameplay data from somewhere else that's not from GeForce Now users. But the point is, they could do that if they wanted to do that. And that's a problem, of course. So closing out its legal complaint, the plaintiffs demanded a, quote, "trial by jury on all claims for which trial by jury is proper," end quote. Word on the street is if that's not an option, they'll move to their only other option.
I demand a trial by combat.
Under the plaintiff's prayer for relief section, they assert that all members of the class action lawsuit are, quote, entitled to statutory damages, injunctive relief, impoundment, and attorney's fees and costs, end quote. Ultimately, the plaintiffs are asking for a few things. These include, quote, a declaration that defendant has willfully circumvented the copyright protection systems of YouTube intended to protect plaintiffs and the class members' audiovisual content, end quote, monetary awards that include statutory damages and attorney's fees and costs, and for the defendant to stop infringing on the plaintiff's content along with any, quote, further relief as the court may deem just and proper, end quote. This takes us to the next topic, which is delving into what NVIDIA might say in response to this lawsuit. So, look, we're not lawyers, and we don't predict the future. That's Palantir's job.
Palantir.
But the company seems to have tipped their hand a bit in its response to 404 Media's report. NVIDIA said to 404, quote, "We respect the rights of all content creators and are confident that our models and our research efforts are in full compliance with the letter and the spirit of copyright law," end quote. Which is interesting, because we didn't feel like they, what was the quote here, respected the rights of all content creators when we felt they were continually applying pressure to us to try and change the content of reviews for their GPUs. If you don't remember, we ran a video last year standing on a random bridge in Taipei somewhere about how NVIDIA was repeatedly pushing behind the scenes to include things like MFG4X data, frame rate data, in benchmarks that might not include things with MFG4X, which is just bullshit. It's bullshit to have it anyway. It's even more bullshit to compare it against stuff that doesn't have that. And that was kind of with the carrot on a stick of, well, you like the engineering interview discussions, don't you? And you sure wouldn't want those to go away, would you? That was kind of how we felt about it. So NVIDIA's response of, we respect the rights of all content creators, just fuck off with that. It's all about control for NVIDIA, I think. And you see that, too, with how they deal with allocation for partners, where NVIDIA's biggest cudgel that they wield in the industry has always been allocation. So for partners, even for YouTube in this situation, I find it interesting where Google also, although it has its own solutions it's making, Google does also still use NVIDIA GPUs for things. And there may be a little bit of a hesitation there between the two companies to get legally involved with each other in something like this, as opposed to just letting the creators and NVIDIA deal with it, because of relationships that they may have for things like buying and selling GPUs. Both of them would want that to continue without any hitches or any additional unnecessary legal overhead as a result of this class action, where technically YouTube's terms of service are being violated, and it's on YouTube to enforce that against NVIDIA. I don't really see that happening. They both kind of need each other for different things. They're competitors in some ways, but they're also collaborators in a lot of ways. And the biggest thing that keeps the machine smooth is currency. Anyway, NVIDIA added, quote, "Copyright law protects particular expressions, but not facts, ideas, data, or information," end quote. Now, this is true. In copyright law, you can't copyright things that are simply facts. I mean, the fact that water is H2O is not something copyrightable by the person who initially discovered that. It's a discovery. But in the same way that running test data, the data itself, especially something that is publicly discoverable, is not copyrightable. So NVIDIA is correct here. NVIDIA continues, quote, "Anyone is free to learn facts, ideas, data, or information. Fair use also protects the ability to use a work for a transformative purpose, such as model training," end quote. The words fair use and transformative also came up a lot during the Meta versus book authors case that we covered previously. In discovery, internal Meta messages described training data sets as containing pirated works, with one employee writing, quote, "I don't think we should use pirated material. I really need to draw a line there," end quote. And another stating that, quote, "Using pirated material should be beyond our ethical threshold," end quote. As we said last time, mostly more surprising that Facebook and Meta have one. More than a dozen authors sued for copyright infringement, but the judge dismissed the case, concluding that the plaintiffs had not demonstrated concrete financial harm and described Meta's use of the material as, quote, transformative, end quote. We think there's a chance that NVIDIA might take a page out of the Meta playbook, seeing as they've probably already downloaded it from Anna's archive anyway. Although we don't think this is likely, it's possible that NVIDIA might not admit it trained off of the plaintiff's videos if, in fact, it did. And the reason they might not admit it is mostly because ripping the trained data out of the model is difficult to do. The best thing the plaintiffs could try to do is prove somehow that that data is in there, such as by interacting with, in the example of the Meta case, you could interact with the Meta AI LLM solution and ask it questions to try to get it to extract information from specific books to prove that those specific books were pirated. But short of some way to prove that that specific data is used in the model, The best thing they're going to be able to do is try and go through discovery and drag NVIDIA through it and find internal conversations that can reinforce what was used in it specifically. And that's probably the route that they're going to be going, in our opinions. But identifying source material in the model itself would be challenging if there's millions upon millions of videos and it's all kind of mixed together. So if this goes to discovery based on the Slack logs, it seems likely that there's some level of evidence for the plaintiffs to leverage. NVIDIA may argue Cosmos began as a research tool, even if it was designed to go commercial. They may argue that it's for the public good and that ruling against it would set a bad precedent that would stifle innovation, not just for NVIDIA, but for the vital and burgeoning AI industry within the US as a whole. Vital here because you wouldn't want to crush the economy on your watch, would you? As kind of the other cudgel that NVIDIA wields right now. It's possible that NVIDIA may also try and claim that, unlike with books, which people have to purchase, YouTube videos are free, sort of. There's ads, but you don't have to buy a YouTube video in the same way you have to buy a book, at least unless they also scraped members' videos, which would be an interesting avenue to explore if they did. But this ignores, one, the ad revenue that YouTube creators might miss out on, but mostly it just falls apart because it's irrelevant. The content isn't theirs to use. It doesn't really matter how much ad revenue the creator's missing out on. You'd need a license to use it for purposes purely of commercial repurposing without any kind of transformation or any other fair use defense here. Unless, of course, the judge and the jury agree that it is fair use. Speaking of ad revenue, though, NVIDIA may be able to try and get the plaintiff to prove specific monetary damages, which would be difficult for the plaintiff to do, because that was the linchpin in the Meta versus the book authors case, where logistically it would be difficult as plaintiffs to quantify what precisely the financial damage is in the event that a How to Golf video was ingested by AI and spat out to someone else. You'd have to prove some way that there's a lost revenue opportunity there. And also the value isn't necessarily in continued views of a video of How to Golf or something, but in unlicensed information that comes from that level of expertise. Having said that, one thing we're confident that NVIDIA will want to avoid is the discovery phase, which is where internal documents and communication will have to come to light. It'll be interesting to see if this actually goes to trial or gets settled before then. Big companies have cried for decades now about people stealing their content, stealing their intellectual property, stealing videos, movies, music, doing emulation of video games, and it's to the extent that in the past there have even been court cases where to make an example out of people, especially a couple decades ago with music when Napster, Kazaa, LimeWire, and Aries were a thing, people were dragged through the court system and had actual convictions against them for various types of crime, with fines and penalties and all sorts of things. Now, it was more common when someone was a serial seeder as opposed to just a downloader, but there were a couple instances of downloaders being made examples of. And when it's the companies who feel they're stolen from, apparently it's okay to pursue it. That's when it's a problem. But when you have something you can offer them that they can then ingest and use to make billions of dollars off of, fucking deal with it. Companies have put every mechanism possible in place to prevent piracy. They have spent billions of dollars on this industry, finding ways through hardware and software and handshakes and encryption and whatever to try and block the unauthorized downloading of, viewing of, or use of content and software. To the extent that, although it's beneficial to these companies for other reasons, like subscription money ad infinitum, they've moved to software as a service, where software as a service at least seemed like it sort of started as an anti-piracy measure. Now, the argument might have been, well, it's easier to update. You get updates, you pay for them. But also it was a way to try and mitigate how easy it was to pirate software. And now when you have something valuable to them, they don't think twice about just taking it. So these companies also do this to people who use video on YouTube just to share with family and friends. It might not just be sort of professional shit posters like us. It could also be people who just upload a family barbecue or party or whatever to YouTube to send out to the wider extended family. Suddenly, this is something that, as innocent as it is, with all 27 views that it has, it gets sucked into some training system somewhere to then replicate through one way or another the mannerisms, the looks, the actions of your family members you've recorded and put on the internet, even if it was just to kind of share amongst yourselves, and unlisted or not, not really clear how much that would protect you at that point. But we do think there are fair use cases for using YouTube videos for things like reporting, like education, newsworthiness. I mean, in this very video alone, we've done it several times where we've embedded things for purposes of commentary, newsworthiness, education, information, or even parody in a few instances. And there's legal precedent for that. It's very well established at this point. It's been tested. So there's a lot of nuance there that's understood. But the fact that internal communications suggest NVIDIA questioned this only to then move on to using laughing face emojis and joking about who's going to watch all of Netflix in response to suggestions that the company should just steal everything, at the very least, based on how we read it, they knew they were doing something that at least sounded unethical. Right now, without clear rules and regulations around what AI can train off of, we're concerned that NVIDIA and other AI companies will simply continue to vacuum unfathomable amounts of user-created content because, as the mother of computing, Grace Hopper, once said, it's easier to ask for forgiveness than it is to get permission, end quote. Of course, Grace Hopper is just another name that NVIDIA stole.
Grace Hopper is now in full production.
Although, certainly they'd argue that was out of respect. It's a classic case of make lots of money now and try to manage the slap on the wrist later. One of the issues with training LLMs is that it becomes difficult to delete data once it's been ingested. As DataTribe venture partner John Funge put it, quote, under GDPR, deleting personal data is like picking carrots out of a salad. But deleting data from a trained LLM is more like trying to retrieve a whole strawberry from a smoothie. Once the data has been integrated into the model, it's no longer a discrete chunk. It's deeply embedded in the very structure of the model's learned behaviors, end quote. Our current environment is also not conducive to an ethical AI company, whatever that might look like. Maybe it's a company that goes around and gets permission and licensing and whatever from every single entity that it intends to use. They would get crushed by the companies that are willing to lie and steal their way to the top. Because whoever's in those top couple positions, especially first place here, they're going to be able to afford whatever the fine is later, whatever the damage is that they're facing allegations for. That's something that's just the cost of doing business. This reminds us of a debate between Google DeepMind AI researcher Timothy Wen and writer Jan Teller. Wen admitted that AI has scraped a lot of content from the internet, which poses a lot of copyright issues. Spinning the situation, however, he said,
but that's also democratized knowledge. So it's, you know, it's there are ways in which it's been good and bad. Now we have this very intelligent system that has all this knowledge from books, but yet, you know, maybe, you know, obviously there are many authors that aren't going to be too happy, right? So there are always going to be kind of winners and losers.
Teller aptly retorted that there were already existing laws put in place that protected content creators, but that this new technology moved faster than lawmakers could keep up with. Speaking on the topic of democratizing knowledge, she stated,
and maybe one can say, okay, that's a different new form of sharing of anybody what you contribute is everybody's own, you know, everybody owns it. But then actually that speaks to nationalizing all technology platforms, because then we shall also own all the platforms. Because you cannot just, you know, you want to have your cake and eat it. You want to have the work that I and everyone else have created. But we want to have your work then also and want to have control over it.
And it sure seemed like the AI bros didn't know how to respond to that. It's okay for them to take from everybody else who's put work in, because they're just democratizing out. They're spreading democracy. One of the best things that companies can do, I guess, especially if it involves oil, which is a different topic for AI, but is also related. But to them, it's okay to take to then spread something they view as a positive. As soon as you want a piece of that back for what you've put in, that's socialism. For them, though, it's capitalism. It's the classic privatize the profits and socialize the losses, or in this case, the costs and the knowledge and data acquisition. As long as they get their profit to themselves, that's what matters. So AI companies like NVIDIA may argue that they are continuing to democratize everything. Sam Altman, in that recent video we ran on the GN channel, said this.
You could choose to cure cancer by doing a bunch of, having AI do a bunch of research, or you could choose to offer free education to everybody on Earth.
These companies, one, are delusional, and two, are painting a rosy picture of what it is they're actually doing. Because, of course, if your pitch is, but we can cure cancer, then probably pretty much everyone is on board with their work being used in that. It's admirable. Maybe should still probably pay for it if they're going to then profit off of it, but it would be difficult to argue. But that's not what's actually happening here. They're selling something that generates videos of Will Smith eating spaghetti. Like, that's what they're doing here. So they paint a rosy picture of everything, but in reality, NVIDIA and these AI companies, they are not democratizing knowledge. They are selling everyone out for their own benefit. That's it for this one. Thanks for watching. Subscribe for more. Go to store.gamersnexus.net to support us directly, or patreon.com/gamersnexus. We could use your help in funding our efforts here. This channel currently has not had any of the directly baked in third-party ads that we've sold, the brought to you by ads. It's all been our own stuff. We'd like to keep it that way as possible because of you. Thanks for watching. Subscribe for more. See you all next time.